Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jordan Garber Now. Well, Blog Talk always does that. It's been a while since I used the station. But welcome to Jordan Garber Now here on VOCNation.com. Yes, it is back, and I am here with a special guest, a guy I ran into in Milwaukee, a great guy, a Ring of Honor superstar. And, you know, he's going to be on the CWE Tour. No, let's just bring him on right now. None other than the Beer City Bruiser. How are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, we just wanted to get a show back together here for Jordan Garber Now on VOC Nation. And I know that my good friend of mine in the business, Danny Duggan, is doing a huge CWE tour, and we're going to talk about that. But first off, you know, let's just kind of get all the CWE fans to know you a little bit more. How did you get your start in professional wrestling? I ask every wrestler this question, but it's a very important question so everyone knows about the evolution of their favorite stars. So how did it all start for you?
It all started when I was 7 years old. My uncle took me to a wrestling show, an AWA wrestling show up north in Wisconsin. And the main event was Bruiser Brody versus Stan Hansen. And you know how they just brawl everywhere. They happened to brawl past me, and I looked at my uncle, and I fell in love with wrestling at that moment. You fast forward a few years, quite a bit of years, and a friend of mine's neighbor was a professional wrestler. His name was Jet Bennett. And he introduced me to him and says, okay, you want to wrestle? Well, I'll introduce you to a guy named Trevor Adonis. He owned like a gym at the time. And he gave me a little fantasy camp, paid $150 to do this fantasy camp. It was only supposed to be 2 hours. Ended up being 4 hours because I just picked everything up. And he decided he's going to train me. So I trained for a few years and stayed in the Milwaukee area. And then I moved down to Eldon, Missouri to train underneath Harley Race. And I lived there for about 5 or 6 years down there training underneath Harley, and moved back to Milwaukee, and my career just kind of took off.
I remember, and a big reason, in my opinion, of your career taking off was a big part of that was the guidance of Harley Race. I remember doing many interviews in the past, back when I used to do interviews all the time, and I talked to a worker named Vito Tomaselli, and he said straight up, that is the best school you can go to know everything that you need to know. You know, nowadays there's so many schools out there that aren't reputable and everything, but if you go to Eldon, Missouri, and you go to World League Wrestling and check all that out and commit to it, a lot of wrestlers in the business will have the same success as you do. After training in WLW and getting a good start going, how much momentum did you gain after that? What were your adventures after that in the wrestling world? Were you kind of just doing some local shows, or did you kind of do some bigger shows and a mix of local shows after that? Because I know that when you train with Harley, you get a lot of opportunities.
I had some momentum going into when I moved down my Harleys. I had done some extra work for Raw and SmackDown before I had gone there. I was one of the guys that Simon Dean choked out on his debut of Raw. So I had some momentum going in, and it got kind of stale up here in the upper Midwest area. And I got invited down to the Harley school, and I looked at it, for me, it was almost like going to college for wrestling. And Harley, that is one of the best schools, because he doesn't just teach you how to wrestle. He teaches you the in-depth thing, how to talk to promoters, how to put together a resume, how to take pictures, how to merchandise yourself, stuff like that. And I actually got a few more connections with WWE. I wrestled for TNA at the time. I did a lot more extra work for WWE. I did a lot of work. Independent-wise, it was pretty much Harley was running all the time, so I just stayed with Harley. But when I moved back home, because I had all the experience with Harley and all the knowledge and that he had passed along to me, I knew how to sell myself to promoters. So my indie career, as far as getting more exposure, not just in the Midwest, but out east, down south, really blew up because of the knowledge that he passed along to me of how to talk to promoters and sell myself. And the experience that I got and exposure I got with some of the WWE stuff that I did on TV. So it did ignite my career, you know. And ever since I moved back home, I mean, I've been busy almost every weekend and just getting better and better and better every time I wrestle.
You know, having that WWE extra work under your belt after training in World League Wrestling, did you kind of have that feeling of accomplishment early in your career, or was it just one of those things where you didn't really think look back on anything, you just wanted to keep going?
It made me want it more. It was like, you know, I got a taste of the pie and I wanted another piece. I mean, I was real hungry. That was the cool thing about being done by Harley's. He would give you opportunities and, you know, you would get so much feedback. This is what you need to work on. This is what you need to do. This is what you need to, you know, to develop your character. And it helped so much. It made me hungry for it. And it actually built my confidence up. Before I moved down there, I didn't have a lot of confidence. I was like, okay, I'm just the big guy in the, you know, the wrestling business. I'm the joke of the town. But when I got back, I believed in myself, and I think that showed in the ring. And when I did my Ring of Honor tryout, it really came out there. You know what I mean? Like, one of the compliments I got was, I really know how to handle myself in the ring. And I credit that 100% to being down by Harley's and doing all
Definitely.
That extra work and stuff like that.
For sure, and, you know, getting that exposure early in your career, and you bring up your trial of Ring of Honor, and let's kind of go there for a bit. You know, I remember I first met you when I was down with the promoter of CWE, which we're going to talk about, Danny, when he had a tryout in Hopkins, and, you know, it was an honor for me as a wrestling journalist to meet the entire Ring of Honor crew in Hopkins and Milwaukee, your hometown, so just to meet everyone in the locker room was such a great experience for you. How was your experience, like, actually getting signed with the company, working some great matches with a good friend of mine, Silas Young, and just learning along the way, working for one of the greatest wrestling companies in the world? How's your experience going so far up there?
It's amazing. I'm living the dream. I mean, Ring of Honor is the best locker room I've ever been in. Every guy there just wants to make the company better. It's so fun because every match is better than the match before. That bar is set so high, and everybody steps up to it. I'm constantly learning. I mean, they have, you know, you have veterans like Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian. Steve Corino has been an absolute mentor. He's been a mentor for me almost my whole career. But in Ring of Honor, it's, you know, because I've known him for so long, it's real easy to lean on him. Silas and I, the funny thing about that is we broke in around the same time period, around the same. He got trained about 2 hours north of me, and we always wrestled against each other. We only tagged with each other once, maybe when we were both real green in the business. And when it came to our first time in Hopkins, the Booker Hunter just kind of looked at us and said, you know what, I don't know why I haven't put you two together. I mean, you guys just fit. And we're like, hey, we'll give it a try. It was one of those things where there was this instant chemistry. And I think that's because we knew each other for so long. And we were friends outside of wrestling. And all the road trips I'm doing with him, I mean, he's got such a great brain for wrestling. And him and I together, we'll just pick each other's brains constantly. So, you know, the 4 hour, 6 hour rides only turn into be a couple hours because we're always talking, you know. And Ring of Honor has given us the opportunity to tag and express ourselves and be creative. And I couldn't be any more thankful for that. I mean, I can't say it enough. Ring of Honor is the best wrestling on the planet right now.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, me going to those live events for the first time, that, as a fan, I went there and I saw it for myself, but this is like the best pure wrestling product on the planet. And talking about wrestling products, one here in my hometown of Winnipeg, one you're going to be appearing for is the CWE, not just in Winnipeg, but the whole 2 week tour that's going on. Tell everyone who's possibly listening from Canada all about that and where they can see you live.
The CWE tour, yeah, that's I'm really looking forward to that. I've only been to Toronto one time many years ago. And Danny contacted me to do this tour and gave me the dates, and I'm really excited because a 2 week tour is just going to be just a blast. I'm really excited to wrestle in Winnipeg. I'm really excited to wrestle in Calgary. I mean, Calgary has just got wrestling history throughout Canada with the Hart family and the Hart Dungeon and all that. Danny's a great promoter. You know, he knows how to get the word out there for CWE, and any fans listening, come check it out. I mean, you're going to have every show is going to be different matches, different shows, the whole tour, guaranteed to be a good time, you know, and I'm looking forward to it. This is a big milestone in my career. And I'm really, really excited to start this tour and see what Canada holds for me.
Definitely. And from somebody who used to work on the CWE podcasts and everything and had some involvement with their shows, I assure you that it will be nothing more than a great time and a great experience to add already to your impressive career. Before I let you go today, Bruiser, is there anything else you want to say to the fans listening from around the world?
Check out my Pro Wrestling Tees store. It's prowrestlingtees.com/BeerCityBruiser. I got 3 t-shirt designs on there. During the Canadian tour, I will have my t-shirts with me. I also have some pictures from Ring of Honor and whatnot. You can check out my Facebook page. It's under Beer City Bruiser. Give that a like. Come to the CWE tour. If you're up in Canada, if you're even close, driving distance to any CWE show, show up. It's Magnus and me and then the whole CWE roster. This Friday I'm in Pittsburgh for Ring of Honor, and Saturday we're in Buffalo, New York. So again, anybody in the, you know, I think it's Toronto's right up by Buffalo. Come on down. You know, anybody in the Buffalo area, come out to the show. Have a good time. Follow me on Twitter at BCB Winchester.
Perfect. I'd like to thank you very much for your time, and thanks for being on Jordan Garber Now, and I will see you on the CWE Tour.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
That was it, guys. That was none other than Ring of Honor superstar, the Beer City Bruiser. Hope you all enjoyed the show tonight. Have a great day.